truck. Let's go.
Tickets are, they started like $10,000 a piece.
That's a lot of money, man. Not even a Taylor Swift concert.
Let's get started. Why don't I get John Gavaris out of here as quick as possible?
Thank you.
So, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can I get a motion to approve the December 19th meeting?
So moved.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, starting out for resolutions, resolution number 6, setting a public hearing on proposed law number 1. Local law to allow enrolled volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers to be eligible for a real property tax exemption.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Again, this is myself and Kevin Roberts. I know Leader Rock, you signed on. I welcome anyone to sign on with us.
I believe the whole Republican caucus signed on.
And yeah, thank you for the support. Seeing no other discussion, I know you have to abstain.
I don't know that I have to or not. But you're going to regardless. I just feel more comfortable abstaining.
Mm-hmm. And I'm choosing not to. I'll put on the record. I feel that laws of general obligation that apply to everybody in a certain subset aren't a special benefit to me. I also don't plan to take it. But.
Gotcha. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, passes. Moving on to resolution number 7, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 2, a local law designating affordable housing as an Ulster County public purpose to be held on Tuesday, March 14th. Can I get a motion to
I'll
discuss?
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
Discussion?
I mean, I continue to, I mean, I'd love to hear from the sponsor and sponsors. I continue to hold that this is more of a local planning and zoning issue than it is a county issue. In a lot of ways. I mean, there's things that we can do as a county to help the situation that we have. I also don't think that subsidized housing is the only answer to the housing problem. I think that it's part of it, but I think that it is the primary focus. And I think the primary focus needs to be on these local towns allowing more housing. You're not going to solve the housing problem with single family homes. A lot of our towns have gone to large acre zoning, which, you know, discourages people from building. And, you know, a lot, you know, I'll tell you, my town and the town planning board, we had a project that was proposed. It was all going to be market rate. The planning board pared down from one building to several buildings, pared down the number of units to the point where in today's economy, without subsidies, you know, from the town or the state, you're not going to be able to build. You know, no one's going to put the equity capital in to be able to and get their return on investment in enough time to make it happen. So I mean. You know, I'm all for the county aiding the towns in updating their zoning, but I don't think that the will is there to do so. And that's one thing. Before you're gonna get housing to be a public purpose overall in Ulster County, you're gonna have to change a lot of minds and some specific minds in a lot of these towns on building more housing.
If I may?
Yep.
So this, I actually think this aligns really well with what you're describing. A lot of what we've been able to do with towns and villages in, like, taking, for example, water and sewer, if we were going to do a program and we said, you know, we want to develop lots where, you know, you have lots in your town, you need to want to run water and sewer, we're going to do this only if it's housing and only if you change the zoning to do this. We were able to do things like that because it was ARPA funding. And because of that, because it was federal funding, because it was ARPA, we were able to spend it on things like housing. To be able to spend county money in collaboration with towns as an incentive for towns, that's actually a use case that I want to enable. That's why we're doing this legislation. This allows us to spend on housing, and I think this is going to set us up for the carrot that we need to have in order to get these towns on board with changing their zoning. And I think that's just one use case. I think there are others, but I'm actually very encouraged to describe that as a goal, because I want to see You know, this doesn't, you know, authorize any expenditures. It just allows us to explore other types of spending and other types of actions at the county level. I fully intend for us to work with towns and to be able to collaborate with them in a way that actually gets them to change some of their zoning in addition to other things that we might want to do with them. And this is really going to clear the way for that. So I'm actually encouraged by the comment that you made.
Yep.
Look, sorry. Is there I have a concern about it only being affordable housing, and with the specific, the 30%. I really think that, one of the things that's lacking in the county is 100 to 120% AMI. I really think that that's where a lot of our young new professionals, workforce housing, things like that, they're not going to qualify for the 60-80% AMI. And so that's another concern I have.
So, as our deputy clerk will attest, I actually wanted to take affordability out of this initially and was advised not to do so by the planning department. The inclusion of affordability language is to align us with state housing laws. So this is all, the whole point of this is to align us with the state to enable us to be able to do something that otherwise is a state authority, is a state, like a state vested interest, okay. Right? So the affordability, like that's why you see affordable underlined here, that's because it wasn't in my original draft. It was something that Dennis was like, you need to put that in there. So that's why I'm asking for you to pass it as presented tonight as amended. You have to make the amendment. Yeah, exactly. So that's I agree with you because while I would be happy to see the county only invest in affordable housing, I'm happy to see the county legislature and our members present resolutions that have the votes. And I know that being able to cater to many different levels of housing is something that we can get done here, and we need to address that. So while I personally might like to see only spending on affordable housing, I also like to see proposals that have the votes, and I know that means spending in all areas of housing, and I think that that's well-deserved spending. So personally, my bias is not to make this only affordable housing. This is something that the planning department has instructed us to do.
I'll speak to Dennis about it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Legislator Gavaz.
Yeah, so I agree with almost everything Ken said. I'm on the same page as him. The issue for me is this is a private sector solution with a problem that was created by the public sector. The zoning issues is why this is a problem. If the zoning wasn't as strict, and I was just talking about this before the meeting started, in Worsing, it's 5-acre zoning. We work with at the hospital developer for doing affordable and senior housing. If that restriction wasn't in place, we would have been building multiple units. But there's no place to put them with the way the zoning is. They're not asking for any funding source. He's not looking for the county to help out. He has the state incentives to make his projects work. But he's got no place to put them. So until the towns and villages amend their zoning to make it feasible for these locations for affordable housing and workforce housing and veteran housing to go to, it's just us pumping money into something that we don't need to. There is a private sector solution out there.
So if I may respond to that. So two things I'll say about that. The first thing is I'm excited about working together. After this has passed, I'm excited about working together to use this, what this enables, as the carrot to get those zoning laws changed. That's number one. Number two, the county is responsible for DSS. We see firsthand what's happening in emergency housing. I can tell you if the towns and villages were responsible for housing people that are in emergency housing situations, if they're responsible for DSS, they'd change their zoning tomorrow. But we are. And we see what's happening, and we can do something about it.
So we have other carrots and sticks already that we can use. I've brought this up in the past. We have money that we give back to the townships. For those who are unwilling to amend their zoning, we withhold that money. We don't need to add more money and pay. We're essentially rewarding them for not doing the right thing.
I think we actually would run afoul. If we were to say this money is for like changing your zoning, I'm pretty sure that would be exactly the kind that could cause an issue that this would resolve. I actually think that's the kind of expenditure of county money on housing that this legislation is intended to enable.
Legislator Enner.
So in my district, the private sector is leading to displacing people from my district, from the city of Kingston, from the county of Ulster entirely. That's what's happening. I don't know that this specifically will prevent that, but it sure as hell will give us a chance to do something, possibly, that we're not doing right now, possibly because we're not able to. And that's why I support it.
Thank you.
I'll support it for public hearing. I've got some questions, you know, definitely for Dennis, and I'll direct them to him. I appreciate it.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to make a motion to amend section 2, part C on page 2, as presented at the request of the sponsor.
As well as all of the other...
Those were already amended in health. That's a bold. Okay. So it's just the bold.
Just number 2?
So
There's no delineations. So that's why I got
underlined. Bold and underlined.
A second.
It's just the affordable. And again, this
and
is...
in the title then, yeah.
This is to align with the state.
Yep.
Second by Gavaris. Yep. All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor on the public hearing as amended?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Moving on to resolution number 9. This is appointing Chair Bartels as the Ulster County Legislature's member to serve on the County Jury Board.
I'll move
board.
It.
Second. Any discussion?
Nope.
As long as she's doing it willfully.
I think they only meet once
one,
a year.
One meeting a year.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Passes. Resolution number 73, establishing a policy to prohibit appointees of Ulster County elected officials and Board of Elections.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion?
I mean, I'll bring it up. I mean, I brought this up, you know, a couple years ago, and it was portrayed as against one individual. That individual no longer works here. I had intention to bring it back up again. When that was out of the picture to cloud the subject with politics, you know, I think that this is an important discussion to have. I'm open to changes. I think that it's bad form to be an appointed member, especially high-end appointed members of county government, and serve on town and village boards. There's a direct financial relationship in a lot of ways between the county and the town. There's shared services that happen between the county and the town in some areas that don't happen in other areas. You know, whose roads get plowed or whose roads get paved and fixed and whose don't, which bridges get fixed and which don't. Those decisions are made, you know, up here a lot of the time before it even comes to the legislature. And I believe that, you know, in the previous administration, there was, you know, things happening in the town of New Paltz that would not happen elsewhere in the county because of one particular councilman's employment here at the county. Again, you know, if this is too broad, I'm open to a discussion on, you know, narrowing it. But I think it's an important discussion to have.
Mayor, then. Did you have your hand? And did you, we actually had a really, I think, productive conversation about this in the mm-hmm. Democratic Caucus on Tuesday. As the resolution currently stands, we were unanimous, minus two members who weren't in attendance,
yep.
in opposition to this scope.
Yep.
But there's lots of really, I think, productive conversations on addressing certain, you know, certain possibilities that would get support. And, you know, be common sense, as well as a discussion whether this should be something that's being discussed in the Charter Revision Commission as well. Just to give you an update, but that's where we were, you know, I would recommend we postpone this, you know, but there was actually a positive conversation and a willingness to have further discussions on this amongst our caucus members. Legislator Uchitel and then Gavaris.
I just want to say, if you're concerned about people trying to get the bridges and roads fixed in their district, just make sure you only hire people from Kingston. They've got no bridges or roads to fix. So,
I mean, the county executive hired somebody from the city of Poughkeepsie, so for one of the jobs in her administration. So, I mean, that's another, and he's actually an elected official, but in Dutchess County, so that doesn't affect
this
it.
This might be the kind of donut that I could get behind, right? Where Kingston's included and outside of the county is included.
Most of the county employees are from the greater Kingston area, so.
I think it's a little too broad. I think positions of influence is what we should be restricting, not just any position. Not to point them out, but our own counsel here would be disqualified based on this.
I exempted in this law judges. Judges are non-political, and they don't have policy-making authority. So when I put this back in, I exempted justices. You're welcome there, Chris.
It's the honorable Chris, first of all.
town justices, it's they're actually enjoined by law from participating in the political process, and there's no policy making. He's deciding, how many parking on pavements to give people for speeding tickets and whatnot on 32.
But we do give them office space in occasions. I learned this recently.
Yeah.
Very true. But I do think we could have, further, productive conversations, if that's okay with you, legislator.
Yeah, I'm totally open to it. I'd heard one suggestion, I think, from the executive's office was, deputy county executives and assistant deputy county executives, which is fortuitous because that's exactly what I was, basing this on the last time and was ridiculed.
I believe Deputy Executive Kelly mentioned that in caucus.
And again, I mean, clerk and deputy clerk at the legislature, I don't think that they should be able to, to be in elected office either. And, the commissioners and deputies at Board of Elections, I mean, there's real issues there. So
I believe Chair Bartels mentioned that as well.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's... there's definitely options. Again, I know that the one large overhanging issue in the executive's office is the chief diversity officer, which the county executive moved into the executive's office this year. I was opposed to that, if everyone remembers, and now that turns out to be the one issue that we have where there's a individual who would not necessarily be a policymaker, but I would take issue with that maybe a little bit. Based on the county executives moving, her into the cabinet, as she said in her press release. But wouldn't be a problem if it was still in personnel like it was last year and the year before.
Anyone else? Would that make a motion to postpone?
Second.
All in favor of postponing?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Postponed. Moving on to resolution number 74. Adopting proposed local law number 11. Can I get a motion?
Move.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes. Moving on to resolution number 75, adopting proposed local law number 13.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm vote yes to move it to the floor, but I'm probably going to vote no.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes. Below is forthcoming resolutions and local laws. Any discussion on any of those from the committee?
Did we miss a resolution?
I think so.
Resolution 554. I mean, the only discussion I'll have on that is that it was my understanding the executive's office was going to ask for some changes, and then after the clerk gave the executive's office and the purchasing director a little class on how local laws work, yes. It seems to be fine.
That is my understanding as well. Any old or new business? With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor? Oh, yeah, please.
I'd like to be on this committee.
You told you not to go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None?
Gina, one thing I'll say is that a lot of